AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance is set to leave for Pakistan today to lead mediated talks with Iran. An Iranian delegation is also expected there. Talks are set to begin tomorrow, drawing global attention and placing Islamabad at the center of efforts to bring an end to the war. A two-week ceasefire with Iran went into effect this week. Kuwait has accused Iran of launching new drone attacks despite the ceasefire. Iran's Revolutionary Guard denies this. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon. The Lebanese government did not immediately respond. Israeli strikes made Wednesday the deadliest day in Lebanon since the war began, with more than 300 people killed, according to the health ministry. Israel says it targeted Iran-backed Hezbollah militants who were based in Lebanon. First Lady Melania Trump has resurrected the Jeffrey Epstein controversy, denying any links to him or his crimes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Her husband's administration appeared to have moved beyond the Epstein controversy, which was overshadowed by the Iran war and other issues. Seemingly out of the blue, the First Lady put it back in the spotlight.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
In an extraordinary statement at the White House, Mrs. Trump called online allegations that she was somehow involved with Epstein's sexual abuse of young girls smears and baseless lies. She's urging Congress to hold hearings focused on Epstein abuse survivors.
Then, and only then, we will have the truth.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts are set to make it back to Earth today and will splash down in the Pacific off of San Diego. This is AP News. The reigning Green Jacket winner is on top after one round at Augusta National.
Rory McIlroy has picked up where he left off at the Masters. The defending champion at Augusta National celebrated with his best Masters start in 15 years to share a two-stroke lead with Sam Burns after an opening 67.
Great start to the week, obviously. Felt like I got a lot out of my round today. It started pretty scrappy.
McIlroy recorded 5 birdies in an 8-hole stretch and 6 total. Burns played the par 5s in 5 under par for his best Masters score. Patrick Reed, Jason Day, and Kurt Kitayama were 2 back in a tie for 3rd. World number 1 Scottie Scheffler was 3 back in a tie for 6th. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Hip-hop pioneer Afrika Bambaataa has died at the age of 68. He'd been diagnosed with prostate cancer. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.